We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Why would somebody get secretly married? What's the story? And why? I've got a friend that was secretly married recently.
Jen, one of our favorite not-so-cool kids, Adriana, can start things off.
Hey, Adriana.
Hi, good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Me and my husband were secretly married. We've been dating off and on for like 7 years. And one day in November, we were talking, and he just blurted it out randomly. You know, I was wondering if you would marry me. And I was like, yeah, sure. And he was like, okay, no, I mean, for real. And I was like, yeah, me too. And he was like, okay, let's go. He asked me on a Friday. Wednesday, we went down to the courthouse and got married. And it was like the day before Thanksgiving. So we didn't really want to overshadow Thanksgiving. So we told my family we were engaged. But then it was too much to be like, okay, well, you know, we're still planning this wedding and we don't really know what, y'all, it costs too much. We've been married for 4 months. Y'all be all right.
So does anybody know yet that you're secretly married?
Yes. I told my mom like March 20th. I think it was like the day before our 4 month anniversary. I told my mom and she was just like, well, I would have wanted to be there to help you plan it. And Mama, you don't have a job. What are we planning? We don't have any money saved for all this. It's okay. I'm fine. So I told my mama first, just so she wouldn't feel left out. And then the next day, I posted it on Facebook, and everybody was like, oh, we didn't know? Well, duh, that's why we're telling you now.
Then she just wanted to be part of the planning. Like, are you going to?
Yes, was my aunt and my family. They were all like, oh, well, we would have helped you, and we could have put something together. My mama has four sisters. Out of the five of them, nobody has a job. They're all retired. So I'm like, what are we planning, guys? Who's paying for what?
Adriana, you're handling it wrong. If they want to plan something, you could be like, you can plan something right now. Why don't we have a celebration on June 15th or pick some random date in the future and just
That's
be like.
That's so crazy. June 15th was going to be our date, but it's the day before Father's Day, and it's just so much. I was like, you know what? Guess what, guys? We're already married. Y'all want to have a reception? Somebody want to buy some food and get drunk? We can do that.
I like that plan much better.
That's awesome. Thanks, Adriana.
Yeah.
All right, 404-263-0941. How long were you secretly married and why? I think these stories are so fascinating.
They're rolling in on social media already.
Yeah. A lot of people have been married for several months and just not told anybody. Sarah says she was married for 6 months. We never dated, got married on a whim, and kept it secret while we eased our family into the idea of being engaged to a stranger.
Wow.
What? That's crazy. That's a whole nother story.
How long were they married?
6 months. They were married secretly for 6 months. They never dated, and they got married on a whim. That's a whole nother topic.
No kidding.
Like. That's crazy.
You can message her back and see when she's available for our radio segment. I have questions that need answers, please.
Brooke Kathleen has been married secretly for 9 years now.
Whoa.
To avoid family drama.
Oh,
I just said her whole name.
Yikes.
All right, we want your stories too. If you know somebody that's secretly married or you are secretly married, we can change your name and talk to you coming up next, because these stories to me are so fascinating. Like, how? Why? Is it still a secret? Share it with us. 404-263-0941. And we will talk to you after Panic at the Disco. Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
How long were you secretly married? 404-263-0941. We want your stories. And we got a bunch of these coming in from social. We heard from Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah says, my husband and I were for 6 months. We never dated, got married on a whim, and kept it a secret while we eased our family into the idea of being engaged to a stranger.
Sarah, are you the same Sarah that Amanda just described?
That's me.
Oh, amen, hallelujah, and thank you for calling. Can you hold on while we get through these people who are on hold, who are all going to tell us about how long they've been secretly married? Then we want to come back and hear your story of marrying a stranger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, just hold on. One, I have one question I just want to know right now. How long did you know him before you got married?
8 months.
Okay, hold on. All right. This is going to be a tough one to top.
Hey, Denise and Marietta, how long were you secretly married?
Okay, so we got married in May and then had our big wedding in November. But we never told his parents or my parents that we had got married in May.
I gotcha. So you just wanted to tie the knot and make it official, but then everybody thought you made it official on your wedding day.
Exactly.
How long have you been keeping this secret?
But we kept the secret for 25 years to his parents.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Lauren, in coming, are you secretly married? Hey, Lauren? Oh, shoot, bad connection. All right, Michelle in Conyers, are you secretly married?
I was.
For how long?
About a month. Me and my husband met, and we got married within 6 days.
What?
So we didn't really want to tell family right away.
Are you all still, you're still together now?
Yes, we're 10 years going strong.
Wow. 6 days you knew this man and you said, I'm going to marry him?
Yeah, you know, college days. Gotta love him.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. But you knew something was right about that. If you've been married 10 years and going strong, that's incredible.
All right, one more call of the how long are you secretly married, and then we'll go to Sarah, who's married a stranger.
Hey, Misty in Canton, are you secretly married?
Yeah, somewhat. We got married June 29th, had a ceremony January 29th, and then had the ceremony June 18th. But my in-laws still don't know that we had the secret marriage January 29th.
So they know that you're married because you had a ceremony, but they don't know that you got secretly married before the ceremony.
Before that.
Correct.
Is it possible? I wonder if this would work in the other direction. Is it possible to have a ceremony but not have it be legally binding?
I don't know.
If somebody just got married had the ceremony to get everybody off their back?
But then they're actually not married.
Right. So tell us if you're secretly single.
Secretly not married.
That might be worth an ask on social media. And if we get comments, then we do the segment.
All right, but I definitely want to hear from Sarah coming up next. She reached out to us and said she married a stranger, so she kept it a secret for 6 months. We're going to get more details on her story coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Who in their right mind secretly marries a stranger? Sarah does. Hey, Sarah, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, guys.
All right, let's hear the story. You had to keep your marriage secret for 6 months because your Facebook quote said, my parents wouldn't understand me marrying a total stranger.
Yeah, so I was 20 years old and had been dating the same guy since I was 15. And we had broken up early of January of 2015. And I decided since my shot of being a housewife was out the door, I needed to go get a job. And so I went to go get a job at a restaurant that was opening soon, and they hired me to help them hire new servers. And I was flipping through some applications, and there was this one application that had a guy's picture on it. And I said, that's the guy I'm going to marry. And the owners of the restaurant were like, we are not hiring him. He has a picture on his application. No. And I was like, please. And they were like, no. And I was like, that's the guy I'm going to marry. And they were very blunt. They said, he wouldn't marry you. You're not that type of girl. This guy put a picture on his application. He cannot be marriageable, like married worthy, whatever. And so I said, for a bet, can I at least hire him? And I bet you in 6 months we'll date. And they said, deal. And I said, okay. So I called him in for an interview with our other manager, and we already knew he was going to get hired, but I sat in the booth behind them to watch the interview.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, stalker-ish. Yeah.
Now that you're married, like, he's got to know this whole story, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're a crazy woman.
I'm crazy.
Okay.
And, he knows, trust me. And so he got hired. And months went by, and we were working in the same restaurant, and he never talked to me. And I was like, well, this is not going well, because I have money bet on this that we're going to be dating by 6 months. And randomly, one night, he came up to me, and he was like, hey, I'm having some people over at my apartment after work. Do you want to come? And I was like, sure. And so I walked in, and it was your typical frat boy apartment. It was knee-high beer bottles and gross and disgusting, and I should have known then what marriage was going to be like. And I just picked up a garbage bag and started cleaning, because I'm kind of a clean freak and he's definitely not. And one of his frat brothers was like, hey, if she's going to walk in and clean, you need to marry this girl. And he goes, yeah, I've already picked out her engagement ring. And I said, and I said, if this is a proposal, then consider it a yes. And then weeks went by. We partied that night, like nothing serious happened. We just hung out. But then weeks went by and he didn't talk to me again. And so I was like, well, I guess he was just kidding. And so then one night he was like, hey, my parents are out of town. Do you want to come help me feed their dogs? I have to go after work. And I was like, sure. And so I went to his parents' house and we sat on their couch for like 6 hours talking about life. And we had a lot in common, except for he wanted kids and a family, and I wanted to travel and to work, my wife. I didn't want kids. And so that was, like, our biggest difference. But it was a good conversation. Went home, went to sleep. A couple weeks went by, nothing happened. Again, he still didn't talk to me. Like, we even worked together, and we didn't talk. And so then one night we had dinner with his parents, because that's normal. When you don't know each other, you go have dinner with each other's parents. And we left. I was like, that went really good. He goes, yeah, it did. And I was like, we should just get married, joking around. He goes, yeah, I agree. Let's go. And so we drove to New Orleans and got married. But my parents, and we lived in Mississippi at the time. So it was, you know, just a few hours. But we eloped. And it was 10 days before Hurricane Katrina. And so my parents didn't know at all, like had never even met him or heard about him or anything, because they still wanted me to get back with the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so here we are married. It was like a Monday morning and I was like, oh, crap, what am I going to do? And so I was calling my mom and I was like, hey, guess what? I got engaged last night. She was like, to who? To your ex-boyfriend? And I was like, no. I was like, to this guy, you'll like him a lot, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, yeah, that's not going to happen. We're not doing this. And I was like, no, I promise it's good. She goes, that's not going to happen. And now we've been married for 14 years, and she didn't find out till like
14?
6 months. Yeah, yeah.
They've been married didn't find out 14 years.
Yeah, she didn't find out for 6 months that we were married. And the only reason she found out, it's because I got pregnant in that time, and I couldn't let her think that I was pregnant and not married, so I had to tell her the whole story. So she found out in like 5 minutes to tell
her. Aww. I really liked her story.
It's been a long time since the Chariots of Fire has come out.
Did she just get Chariots of Fired?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked her story.
It's been a long time.
You wanted her story. You asked for her story.
That was 4 months ago.
Aww.
A lot of detail. A lot of detail.
Crazy, though. She's been married 14 years.
The gut feeling that you have to.
I love
it. That's crazy. So courageous to have that gut feeling and to go for it. Like, crazy. Yes.
I must have missed that part of the story, because once she talked about how the guy she was with parted the Red Seas and they all marched through, I lost it.
How'd you
just summarize my relationship in one sentence? Okay. Sorry. All right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye. Goodbye.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.